revised design of the World Trade Center Memorial was unveiled yesterday in New York. It is a compromise of sorts, addressing some concerns that September 11th family members had about earlier versions. It includes two deep pools set in the outlines of the towers, a list of the victims' names, and an underground museum. The mayor of New York, Michael Bloomberg.
The memorial's not for us, even though we've been entrusted with its creation. It is for our children and our grandchildren.
The memorial design was selected by a 13-member jury that included one widow of a September 11th victim. Paula Grant Berry was the only family member to serve on the jury. She is the sister of NPR's Neva Grant. Earlier this week, Neva and Paula talked about how memory becomes a memorial.
I meet with my sister Paula in a room that's just down the hall from where she and the other jury members reviewed the final design for the memorial. It's a huge room, full of vibrant, smiling people. Utterly quiet, though, because she and I are the only ones here who are alive. Everyone else is in photographs. You can imagine them. People at their happiest moments, in white ties or wedding gowns or police uniforms, the way their families want to remember them.
Look at this gorgeous guy. This is a firefighter.
Timothy Welty.
This room is a sanctuary for the families of 9/11 victims. From its 20th floor window, you can look down at the huge construction site that already has the busy, optimistic look of the future. You can't tell where the two towers were, but Paula knows.
Probably you see that rusty container?
With her finger against the window, she traces the outline or footprint of the South Tower, where her husband David was killed.
Look at that patch of ice.
Yes.
That's the south footprint. So imagine the two footprints, and now they are going to be sunken pools. Huge. Big. Big. The scale of them is something that will knock your socks off. The scale of these voids.
Which is just what the memorial is trying to convey, she says. The size and weight of what was here, and now the emptiness, the missing.
And you cannot forget, you see, Neva, it was really something. What it was like being on the jury. We all had our own epiphanies. And one of my early ones was there are two givens about this site. Two givens. This is the place where people were lost, and this is also the site where people remain. And we have to respect that.
My sister is not an architect or an engineer. She's a widow and a mother. And as the sole family member on the jury, she talked to hundreds of other family members during the selection of the design. So how do you speak for all those people, I asked her. There's no way I could, she says. There's no way anyone could.
How can I possibly represent the families? I can't. We're all at various stages of grieving. We're all from different walks of life. We're all trying and dealing with this in our own way. So I just had to operate from my own heart and just be me.
She tried to imagine what it would be like to go back to the site year after year with her three boys. And she says she asked a ton of questions.
How will you feel there? Are you going to feel like you can mourn privately and not feel on display? Because this is a very public spot. I also had to recognize that there are people who live down here. There are residents who are raising their children who have to just walk by. What is appropriate for them? Should it look like it's sort of graveyard-ish? Maybe not.
Like all the members on the jury, Paula was sworn to secrecy while they deliberated. During our phone call, she barely told me anything, but I could tell that the process was painstaking and sometimes painful, especially after the jury had narrowed down their choices.
I will say that when we got to the eight finalists, I was looking for the poetry. I was looking for my heart to soar, and it never did. I never got to that place. And then I realized I had to reframe it, and I reframed it thinking, what is the most appropriate design? And that helped a lot.
And yes. Some people listening will say, I'm sorry, but appropriate isn't appropriate. You should have hung in there with poetry, you know?
Well, I think this design has the potential for poetry. I think there is poetry there. You're going to come to the memorial, and it's going to quiet you. I could imagine children coming and sort of them horsing around, and then they come onto the site, and they get quiet.
Here's what she can't imagine. When it's all done, when the names and the water and the trees are there, how will it endure? What will people say about this place 20 or 100 years from now, when they might be preoccupied by their own tragedies, by new memorials? But what Paula does know, with great relief, is this. The hollow footprints of those two towers will always be there. No one will build on top of them. No one will even walk on them. The smiling people in the photographs will finally be at peace. Neva Grant, NPR News.